brought you a coat.
All right. Suppose you come from work and your husband said something about a package lying there, and he said, the delivery boy from Jones's store it here.
Bought this.
All right. If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please get back.
Please return it, or please bring it back.
All right. That coat won't fit this year. It's a coat from last year, and it won't fit this year. But last year, it perfectly
fit.
If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a
new wardrobe.
Or if it was matching coat and pants, you might say you'd have to buy a new
suit.
All right. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
If you're washing some clothes and you put the collar in the water and it was hot water, the collar might do what?
Shrink.
All right. This shirt isn't samferized. I hope it won't
shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
shrank.
Lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
When a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, you say she likes to
dress up.
What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
A clutch bag.
Inside your clutch bag or pocketbook, you might carry a small purse for putting change in. What would you call that?
A change purse.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet or watch.
Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call these?
Beads.
Would you, when they're strung on a string like that, you might say you have on
a string of beads.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed?
The bedspread.
Have you ever heard of this referred to as something else?
Yes, a counterpane.
Is this the term your mother used, or is just one you've heard in your family?
Well, years ago, they always said a counterpane. But in recent years, everybody refers to it as a spread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
They called it a bolster.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
A blanket or a quilt.
Did you ever call this anything else or hear it called anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard the term a comforter?
Oh, yes, I have heard of comforts. Mm-hmm.
If you were keeping a small baby and you wanted to fix it a spot on the floor to lie down on, just a makeshift sleeping place on the floor, you might say you'd make it
a pallet.
Okay, if we expect a big crop from a field because the soil is very
rich.
Could you think of another word for rich means the same thing?